the World Health Organization, WHO, on Wednesday issued new guidelines for treating children with severe acute malnutrition. According to the agency, there are almost 20 million children under 5 years of age worldwide who have severe acute malnutrition. WHO says severe acute malnutrition is when children suffer severe wasting that may or may not be accompanied by swelling of the body with fluid retention. This is caused by inadequate energy, protein, and micronutrients in the diets of infants and children, combined with health problems such as recurrent infections. A WHO expert says the largest numbers of severely malnourished children are in Southeast Asia, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, and in Africa, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In a number of countries in East and West Africa, which are facing food insecurity, natural and man-made disasters, the prevalence of severe acute malnutrition is above 10%. Last year, the World Health Assembly agreed on a global target to bring down wasting to less than 5%. Dr. Francesco Branca, WHO's Director of Nutrition for Health and Development, says up to now, all children with severe acute malnutrition have been treated in health facilities such as hospitals.
That is, of course, not only a major challenge for the health service, but also exposes these children to further complication. They might need to be separated from the family, or if the mother is with them, she cannot take care of the other kids at home or of the managing of the field and the household in general. So now we have some special high-energy foods which can be consumed in the community. So the community management of acute malnutrition has actually helped reduce dramatically mortality for severe acute malnutrition. So that's the main element that now reflects in this guidance, a new way to treat children with new tools.
However, not all children with acute malnutrition should be treated in their community, as Dr. Nigel Campbell-Rollins, a WHO scientist in the Department of Mother, Newborn, Child and Adolescent Health, explains.
Essentially, children who've got signs of infection, who have fast breathing because of pneumonia or diarrhea, these are children with obvious signs of infection, and they should be admitted to hospital. That has always been where they should be admitted. The group of children who do not show obvious signs of infection, who are still able to eat and who still have a reasonable appetite, the evidence from several studies show that these children can be managed at home if there is a safe therapeutic food, and that is what we have now.
The updated WHO guidelines also deal with the use of antibiotics to treat children with severe acute malnutrition.
The use of antibiotics in the community is not for all children who are malnourished. There are different degrees of malnutrition. There are those who have a moderate degree of malnutrition, who may be just stunted and short in height. And then there is this very specific group who are wasted, severely, acutely malnourished. And for that one particular group, antibiotics are also recommended for 5 days.
Another important area covered by the WHO guidelines is on managing children with HIV and severe acute malnutrition. Dr. Rollins again.
Although we had within the HIV guidelines and in various documents within WHO recommendations on this, they were never consolidated into one particular set of guidelines. And so there's an entire section on HIV that talks about how these therapeutic foods are used, whether they are the same, whether they are different, how antiretroviral drugs are used in the severe acute malnourished child with HIV infection.
The new WHO guidelines supersede those issued in 1999, which recommended that all severely malnourished children be hospitalized, given fortified formula milk and appropriate treatment, including antibiotics. Derek Mbata, United Nations.